David Manning, Hollywood. Welcome to WTN.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing great. All right, so how much did our listeners get right?
Well, they got, you know, they got the low power AM correct. But here's back in 87. I was the vice president, general manager for 98 WSIX, and we had an AM, and you know, during that period, you can only own one FM and one AM.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just right on the cusp of the Telecommunication Act of 1989.
Deregulation, right.
Purchase, yeah, the deregulation of the signal. So what we did were, you know, we had a vision. I contacted Tony Brandon, who was the owner of American General Media. They had a signal up in Manchester. The station at that time was WMSR FM, and we did what was called a consultant agreement, where we took over the programming, we took over the sales, and we simulcast our AM on their FM.
So it was you were a vice president, general manager, very successful country station, and then you had an AM, but you can only own an AM and FM at that time. So
that
you had to do
correct.
A lease management agreement because your company could not own it.
That is cool. Yeah, we had to do a kind of a, you know, it was, you know, I don't want to say anything that's going to get us put in jail, but you kind of had to create a front office, a storefront, to do what we wanted. I was consulting in that market at that time, three different radio stations. Not only was I the vice president of 98, I also consulted a older station. And then we did the LMA with, which is now known as WWTN.
But at the time was WMSR, and you simulcasted your AM. What was the format on the AM at that time?
It was sports. We had Duncan Stewart. Duncan did mornings with Jerry House, and then we did a lot of syndicated programming and afternoon drive. We had Duncan Stewart. But the station really, in 1991, I started a company called Five Star Communications. And Five Star Communications, then I left 98, and Steve Hicks, who was the owner of Capstar, and their chief financial officer, Jeff Armstrong, just great, great people, as my going away present, gave me a generator. The generator got us kicked up to 100,000 watts on the FM signal, and we changed the name to WWTN. We're Talking Nashville, and that's where it really all started. We took the old.
All right, wait, time out, Hollywood. I got to interrupt because you know, I obviously grew up. WLS was world's largest store, and it was owned by Sears originally. But when I first got here, sorry, I had to cough. The call letters were the greatest. Now, my assumption was that it was WWTN because the signal wasn't old enough to be three. So, and you know, WWTN, and then call it WTN. And I'm thinking Tennessee. So WTN originally stood for We're Talking Nashville, not W Tennessee. That blows me away. So I've given you credit for brilliant call letters. I just had the wrong euphemism. That is very, very interesting. All right, keep going.
So what I did, we didn't have anything. We didn't. So I went over to the RCA. There was the old building right down the street from the 98 WSIX building. It was where Elvis did all of his recordings. Studio A, I think that's what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the old RCA building. So I did an agreement with RCA. They built out studios for us on the third floor, which used to be Chet Atkins' office.
Mm.
And that's where we started. We took a generator that Capstar, Steve Hicks, gave me. We borrowed equipment. I personally was going through some financial trouble. My son, Santana, came on board as board op. Dean Warfield came on board as the program director. And then we just started piecemealing the program. And Teddy Barr left WLAC. He did the morning show. We were doing some syndication. Dave Ramsey came in and said, hey, look, Hollywood, I'm going through some difficulty myself. I'd like to do a show for you and do it free. can I go on the air? He started that same day.
Wow.
And you see where Ramsey's at this point.
Yeah, and Hollywood, I don't have to remind you or me how much more successful he is than both of us. But
and people say, that I was a smart person putting him on. No, I would have been a smart person by saying, Dave, look, I'll put you on, but
50-50, right, yeah.
Going forward. That's how it went in afternoon drive. We were the second, from my understanding, the very second FM signal doing news talk radio. Now, we were the first ones to add sports and basically talk to it. The rest of it was just news. Well, and no one believed in it except me and the Islands of Misfits.
I want to emphasize this, Hollywood, for everybody listening. I don't want anybody to miss this point. And this gets to the theme of today's show, which is you don't celebrate 30 years with just who's here now. It's how you got here. And nobody gets anywhere without circumstance, happenstance, if you will, and vision. And it's easy to look now, and it looks so, you know, obvious. In 1987, when you were only allowed to have an AM and an FM, in 1987, and I did the research back then, I mean, by the time we get to 1995, to give people an example, there is a 90% proclivity to listen to FM over AM. But even in 1995, let alone 1987, not for spoken word. There was no spoken word on FM. And anybody that would suggest you would waste the FM dial. And then, don't forget this, Hollywood, because I'm sure you heard this crap a lot, too. How are you going to do it when all the franchise talent is tied up on AM, which they did effectively for two decades, almost two and a half decades, and got away with? Really, up until this decade, did you start seeing, and that's only because the companies that owned these talent and these franchises went ahead and simulcast on FM, and that's the only way it broke it. But it would have been, and it is safe to say, at 10:19 on Monday, June 26, 2017, you were nuts to think you could do talk on FM and be anything other than some small niche thing. And yet from the very beginning, then you believed what we are now today in reality. And I got news for everybody that has owned this, and it's passed several hands since then, from Gaylord to the Dickey Brothers to now Cumulus Inc. and to all the managers that have come since. None of us are where we're at today without first your vision. That needed to be honored today, and I hope nobody misses that.
Well,
because
in 87,
that's crazy stuff to think you could do this.
Yeah, and I appreciate you saying that. But, you know, it was a very loyal group of people that were wanting to – I mean, we were called the Islands of Misfits because no one wanted us. But what we did is we worked – I mean, I spent 2 years and – what you just got through saying, I heard so many times from banks, from investors, and they were telling me that you're wasting an FM signal by not doing music and so forth and so on. We didn't change our course. Today, you're still using the same logo that we designed back in 1990.
Actually, Hollywood, I don't want to say anything negative, but I'd give anything for Chet Atkins' old office.
Oh, it was beautiful.
That may be the only thing. That logo may not be the only thing we're still using.
But, if, you know, we had a lot of fun. I know that there's been a lot of negative talk, some of the on-air talent. Look, you know, and I'm a very upfront person, and I did do things that I want people to understand that, you know, it wasn't just me, but it was people that came to work with me, like the Dean Warfields, like the Dave Ramseys, like the Teddy Bart, Carlin Evans. And a crazy attorney called Charlie Galbraith that we had that believed in the same vision, you know. But Michael, we were so poor that we would go out and we would sell an advertiser that day and say, look, if you'll give us cash, pay us now, we'll give you a 20% discount just so I could make payroll.
Payroll, yeah.
And I would have to go into some people and say, look, can you hold your paycheck until next week? So, I mean, I could not get the financial backing, just could not get it. And then the next thing you know, we started to grow and we started getting recognized. The Tennessean which was the daily newspaper in the mornings, and the Banner, which was the evening, started giving us some credit. Teddy Bart was getting great guests. Dave Ramsey was doing terrific. The sports show with George Plaster started really getting involved, and we were, you know, the very first sports franchise we had was the National Sounds, which I heard you speaking about the minor league ball team earlier, and Boots Donnelly, who was the coach of MTSU. They paid me up front, and that's how I was able to make the payroll for the next 6 months.
Wow.
They believed in what we were doing at the same time.
Closing moments with Hollywood David Manning, who started WTN as we get ready to celebrate 30 years tonight at the Wild Wings Cafe. Where are you now, Hollywood? And what are you?
I came to Tampa, Florida in 1993. Clear Channel hired me.
I'm so sorry. No, I'm kidding.
Well, it was a great, you know, I had, as I tell people, I had a, you know, great 11 years with Clear Channel. But we took a monster station here, which was Q105 from CHR over the country. And then I started going to market. But in 2010, Michael, I had some health issues that God led me into a different direction. So I own my own little insurance agency now.
Oh, no. Do you ever get to hear WTN online or?
Oh yeah, that's the beauty about the internet.
Sure,
you can catch it anywhere.
I wanted to close with that. You know, so you had this vision, and things just kind of happened, and there were some really tough times. But all that aside, when you pop on, this was always my favorite part about being a program director. Whether it was 1 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Driving around and just listening to my radio stations and hearing the execution of all the strategic planning, of all the coaching, of all the formatics. You know, this all began just in circumstance and vision. And now you pop on the internet and you could sit and listen for 12 straight hours of live and local talk radio that is dominating in ratings and dominating in revenue and really making a difference in America and its community. And I want you to know, Hollywood, for whatever is the pretty side or the ugly side, none of it happens unless you give birth to it. And for that, you're honored today. And I hope you're proud. And I hope every day you listen, you're very proud of what we're doing today.
You know what? That was a vision and a gift. And I think Nashville, you guys have made it an even greater product. And I think I salute you guys for what you've done. So God bless you. And thank you for having me on.
You got it, Hollywood. Well, if I need some insurance or I'm in the Tampa area, I'm calling.
Now, I'm licensed in Tennessee, so if anybody needs me, give me a call.
Give a shameless plug. And by the way, let me guess, if they'll pay their premium up front in cash, you'll give them 20% off.
You got it, brother.
I love you, Hollywood. Take care.
All right, thanks, Michael.
That's David Manning, Hollywood. That's the vision, baby. That's how we were birthed.